Justin has a Oklahoma State guy with weird defensive passes from an Oklahoma quarterback like Sam Bradford?
You know, not at all. You know, Sam's a great quarterback, and I'm sure we could put our differences aside for that.
How important is it to you to be the first receiver
to take this? It's very important, but at the same time, you know, I'm just happy to be in this situation. You know, I'm happy to have the opportunity to be here. There's a lot of great receivers in this draft, and, you know, I'm just happy that I got the opportunity to be in the draft.
Justin, how confident are you in your ability to separate before you get over to college and the NFL? How much are you confident you're getting behind college?
I'm very confident. I know I got a lot to work on, and I'm going to continue to work on that. And, you know, I know with hard work, I can be successful in this league.
You've drawn comparisons to Detroit's Calvin Johnson. Do you think that's fair, or is there another receiver in the NFL that you compare yourself to?
I mean, I think it's somewhat fair. I mean, I wouldn't compare it, but, I mean, he's a big physical guy, and that's how I like to play. I'm not as big as him, so I don't know why people would compare me like that. But, you know, I try to be as physical as I can.
When people want to knock your speed, what do you say to that?
I just tell them to look at the tape, and I've never been caught from behind.
Do you think the comparisons between you and T.O. are fair?
I like to be sort of like him because, you know, his work ethic was real good, and I like to try to work as hard as I can. And then the way he is as he plays, you know, he always has to, you know, he never goes down with one person, and that's how I try to, you know, go out there and bluff.
Just how much interest have you had from the
meeting? I haven't had any meetings yet with any teams.
How are you similar to
He's a little more crisp. I know I got a lot to work on for route running, so I wouldn't say I'm up there on the route running with anyone. I know I got some work to do, and I'm ready to do it.
Are you going to do everything here? What's your expectation for yourself?
I will not be running because pro day's next week, and I'll be running there. Excuse me. Height was 6 feet and what? 107 pounds. Don't remember any of it.
Justin, when you think back to your career at Oklahoma State, what's the first rank you
want to have? 12-1, Fiesta Bowl champs.
What do you think about that? What's something that you learned in your career at Oklahoma State that you're going to take with you?
I'm going to take, you know, a lot. You know, they taught me, you know, how to work when no one's watching, you know, how to keep on pushing when I'm tired, when I'm hurt. You know, they taught me how to be a better person, you know, off the field as well as on the field. I had a hamstring injury last week. It's a little tender. I went to risk and ruined my whole chance of missing pro day.
So much is made of what you do here. You did so much in college. Is too much made of what happened?
I don't know. I don't judge what happens at the combine, so you'd have to ask them about that.
How do you feel about the prospect of catching balls from Oklahoma?
You know, I feel fine. I'll just be happy to be in that situation. I'd catch balls from anybody.
What would you like to run?
Man, I'd just get out there and run. You know, I'd like to run a 4.2, but I know that's probably not going to happen. But I know I'm not slow, so I'm going to get out there. I'll probably shock a few people.
What have you run in the past?
I've ran 4.5 to 4.4 a few times, but it could be anywhere.
Were you planning to run before the hamstring?
I was. I was actually planning to run the day before I got here, but I listened to the people that were thinking of the best interest of me, and decided not to.
How much consideration did you give to coming out last year, and how did you compare yourself to the two guys that went in the top six last year?
I considered it a lot. I almost did come out. It was a tough decision. I sat down with my parents and my family, and you know, we just thought it was best to stay one more year, and I think it bettered me for the future.
Justin,
How do you compare yourself to those two guys?
You know, they're very great athletes. They came in the league and, you know, did a real good job this year. They had a real good rookie season, both AJ and Julio. You know, I'm very competitive, so I'd put myself right up there with them. You know, I like to compete, so I'm not going to down myself and say I'm not just as good as them.
Justin, what do you think you could bring to the team like St. Louis that definitely needs playmakers?
They'd get a guy that, you know, loves to go out there and compete. He's going to fight every play, and, you know, he's not, you know, he's going to be a good team player.
Justin, are you going to do anything this week?
I might do, you know, the gauntlet, maybe a few short routes, but nothing to open up.
A lot's been written about you. Tell us something maybe most people don't know about you.
That I'm a quiet, unaggressive guy off the field.
Meaning?
I don't speak much.
Who's your
on the field? You know, more physical. You know, if someone talks to me, I'll probably talk back. You know, just one of those guys that likes to get everybody going.
Who's your
agent? Todd France.
I know people are throwing around comparison receivers or like, you know, a lot of the
You know, like T.O. and, you know, I really came in, you know, when I was in high school, you know, the Larry Fitzgeralds. I liked the, when I was little bitty, you know, the college players, Roy Williams from Texas and, you know, the Lima Swedes coming up and players like that.
What's the key thing for you to emphasize in your meetings with NFL officials? What are you trying to impress upon them when you're meeting with coaches?
You know, just how much I can bring to the table. You know that, you know, I'm me. I'm not going to try to be anyone but me, but I'm just going to express how, you know, what I got to offer and, you know, and see what they got to say about it.
As a receiver, is there a fine line between confidence and trying to lobby the ball too much?
I think there is, but I think at the position we play, you know, if you don't, you know, try to act for the ball, you know, it may never come that way. So you got to throw it out there at some point, you know, call for the ball. I did it quite a few times. When I felt that, you know, we weren't moving the ball so well, or, you know, I just would say, you know, just give it a shot at least, you know. After that shot, if it didn't work, you know, I won't say anything. But, you know, just at least give it a try.
From a personal standpoint, could you have had a better finish to your collegiate career than before you had? Yeah.
I don't think I could. I couldn't even, you know, tell you the truth. I didn't even think that finish would have happened that way. But, you know, it is what it is.
What specifically will you tell teams, you know, that you can bring to the table that you think sets yourself apart?
Like I said, you know, someone that's going to be out there fighting. I'm going to be working when nobody's watching. I'm always going to be, you know, dependable and someone that you can count on.
Who was the toughest defensive backs you had to face?
I went up, you know, Prince Alma Kamara, Stevens or Johnson's from Iowa State last year, you know. So, I mean, a couple of, I didn't get too much man, you know, so this year, so it wasn't too much of that.
With the way this league has evolved, how much more valuable are playmaking wide receivers? Do you think it's maybe at an all time high?
I think it could be. More teams are becoming, you know, quick, you know, and passing the ball a lot more. Downfield threats are becoming more of a need. I think they're pretty big in the NFL this year. I think it's great timing.
Justin, I think you're listed at 6'2". Were you a little surprised today's manager?
Not at all. I know it gets shorter and shorter each year, so it's not a surprise to me. Not at all.
Why do you think that Brandon Wheaton is a good NFL prospect?
He's got a great arm. You know, he's very, you know, he can sit in the pocket real well. He's a, you know, he doesn't get shook up by much. You know, he'll get knocked down and get right back up and sit in the pocket again and get hit again. So, plus he knows his coverages and things of that sort. So, I think he'll do well wherever he goes and be very successful.
How you compare and contrast your game?
Oh, we're both competitors. He likes to go out there and compete. I like to compete. Anytime that either of us step inside the lines, you know, we're going to give it all we got. And I think I do. I mean,
St. Louis Rams.
I guess we'll know when we get there.
Last question, guys.
How old were you when your dad was in
You said what?
How old were you when your dad was in
Nick Foles, Arizona quarterback, table six.
I was, fifth grade? Or sixth grade in middle school somewhere, yeah, 12, 13. You know, it was rough. But, you know, coming in a military home, you know, I lived on base for 10 years, so I knew that that was his job, that was something he had to do. It's something that he never complained about. He knew that that was his what he had to do. So we as a family, we just, you know, we could do nothing but pray and wait for him to come back.
Oh, it was done.
How
old were you when you realized your idea of done and your dad's idea of done weren't always the same?
I think it was right when I came out the womb. That's about it. Thank you.